Blog Talk Radio.
Lucky one, it's your turn to host the family Thanksgiving meal. But how do you make sure everyone knows what's for dinner and if they will like what it is on the menu? Hey all, and welcome to another One Designer Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I'm Pam. So everyone will be parking their feet under your dining room table, as my father used to say, this Thanksgiving, and boy, are you nervous. Let's see. If your memory serves you well, Aunt Minnie has issues with salt. Cousin Paula is a vegan. And little Johnny hates ham. Or is it Aunt Minnie? Is Aunt Minnie the vegan? Wow, you have a situation. Get it wrong, and for the next 37 Thanksgiving family dinners, your turn at the stove will be a round table joke. But we have a way out of this. At One Designer Two Ideas. Remember when your friend got married and included with the wedding invitation was a menu postcard and the bell just rang in your head? Ding, 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 ding. What a fantastic idea. You can create an electronic menu postcard or a snail mail postcard for family members who may not have Facebook or internet. I have an aunt that is 89 years old. I'm sorry, I said 89. She just turned 90, and she does not have the Facebook, as she nicely tells me, and she does not have internet. So she would be the one that would be receiving the snail mail menu card. But anyway, let's get back to the show. I sent my menu card already. Would you believe it? Can you believe it? And it's only November 5th. We are having something different this year, my family and I. I have 5 children, 2 daughter-in-laws, and 7 grandchildren. I learned this past year that my youngest daughter didn't like turkey. Wait, what? Every year of her life, we have had turkey for Thanksgiving, along with ham. But it's always been turkey. My son Brandon loves my turkey legs, so we always have turkey. But when she told me she didn't like turkey, I was like, okay, let me just jot that down. If that wasn't enough, my oldest daughter told me that she never liked candied sweet potatoes and cranberry sauce. Where have I been all these years? Again, I'm jotting it down. Well, while watching Country Kitchen on Create TV, they cooked a milk can supper. It does not include any turkey or candied sweet potatoes or cranberry sauce. So what it does combine is a complete meal in one pan. And if you guys want the history of a milk can supper, look it up on Google or visit countrykitchen.com on the internet. Learn what a milk can supper is. But it is going to be delicious, and I am so excited about this. Anyway, and I let the family know through a group Facebook message. I've got all my children and my 2 daughter-in-laws on this connection, this link. So whenever I want to say something to one, I say it to all of them on Facebook through messaging. I love that little feature. That's a great feature. Anyway, so I got an immediate response from my daughter-in-law, Taryn. And I think my son, Brandon, asked me what was a milk can supper. I think my daughter-in-law Dina said it sounded good. And I guess the rest of the family is just on board. I haven't heard from them, but I'm guessing that they're just on board. So it just seems like everyone's on board. So that's good. So you see how that the menu gathering and menu email and the menu messaging for Thanksgiving can just kind of save the day. You can do the exact same thing through email, snail mail, or even messaging as I did. Create your own. Share your menu, including desserts, and request an immediate response if something on the menu does not fit someone's dietary needs. See, this is a good thing for dietary needs as well. You know, like if someone, you know, someone has issues with salt, someone has issues with pork, or in my case, my daughter doesn't like turkey. So now I know that after, and she's 24 years old. So I just kind of thought that was really interesting that she doesn't like turkey. And she announced this last year, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're 23 years old. We've had turkey every Thanksgiving of your life, and I didn't know that. But anyway, the menu card will help with these sorts of things. It will give the family, the people that are coming to your house, an idea of what you plan to cook. And if there are some issues with salt or, as I said, you being a vegan and they might want to know what vegetables you're going to have, this gives everyone that's attending, they know, you know, off the bat what to expect when they come to your house for Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, include even while you got the menu and it's filled with even the main menu, any appetizers, and even the desserts, and ask anyone that you mail or send this to if they have dietary issues to let you know. And then you can make some changes or you can get them something that would appeal to them. And even include dinner time and let them know when dinner will be served and anything that you are asking the guests to do. If you are creating a kids' table, make sure that this is on the menu in a creative way. You would not want parents to learn that Junior will not be sitting with them at the table, at the main table, and only when they arrive. They may have to prepare little Johnny for, you know, not eating with his parents. If they know ahead of time, it gives them, as well as the kids, time to prepare. You can send the menu electronically, or you can print and mail it. Up to you. There are a number of printing companies that will help you make your Thanksgiving menu card. Vistaprint, Smilebox, as well as American Greeting can help. You can also get free templates, and I just learned this. You can also get free templates for Thanksgiving cards from HGTV. I will post that link at the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page after the show. Listen, it's hard but rewarding work hosting the Thanksgiving family dinner. It can be like that Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. But when you do things to make it easier, it's just going to be the easiest thing that you can do. It will run more smoothly. It'll be more easier on everyone, including you and those that are attending. And I think the menu card is a great idea, and I was so glad that I did that. Now all, you know, my five children and my two daughter-in-laws know exactly what's going to be on the menu for Thanksgiving. Boy, I thought that was a really good idea, and it was a good idea, and I'm glad that I had the mind to do it. So you will be remembered. This menu card idea will keep guests informed and the cook educated. You will make your turn memorable for good reasons. And look out, because there are going to be some copycats in the family. It's going to go over just that well. Listen, I hope this show was helpful and you will look into this to make your hosting duties a little less stressful. Thank you for listening. Please be sure to join me for our full-length show on Monday at our new time, 7:30, we are in prime time, people, and wow, I'm so excited about that. We will be talking furniture arrangement that will not leave anyone out of the conversation. Be sure to visit the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page if you need more information about tonight's decor short, or you have a comment about this or any One Designer Two Ideas show. This has been Pam of One Designer Two Ideas. While the decor short may be short on time, it will never be short on substance. Good night, all. Hope to see you Monday night.